News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Just a warning, our next topic may be somewhat distressing and it might not be suitable for younger listeners, because we're going to look at the trial of 52-year-old Riyad Bushekhar of No Fixed Abode at the Central Criminal Court. And joining me now with the latest is News Talk reporter Emily Keegan. Emily, will you bring us up to speed on where the trial is at?
Yeah, so yesterday the jury were shown the first of seven interviews that were carried out with Riyad Bushekhar following his arrest in December 2023, about a month after this alleged stabbing incident at Parnell Square in Dublin. And a reminder from the outset that Riyad Bushekhar has pleaded not guilty to eight charges relating to that alleged incident. But this first interview recording lasted just under an hour, and it started off with two Gardaí, a solicitor and a French Arabic translator joining Riyad Bushekhar in the interview room in Mountjoy Garda Station. And Detective Garda Gary Moran informed the accused he wasn't obliged to say anything unless he wished to do so, but that anything he did say could be written down and could later be used as evidence. And Mr. Bushekhar was asked a number of times if he understood this, and eventually, speaking through his interpreter, he expressed as long as the Gardaí understood his situation and that sometimes he loses consideration. And it was expressed that measures had been put in place because the Gardaí were aware of that. And eventually Mr. Bushekhar did say that he understood the situation, saying whatever is going to happen is in the hands of God. The accused was then told that there were cameras and microphones recording him in the room, and he was made aware of his rights. And he said, "I understand, do whatever you want, guys. What happened is a mistake." He said, "I did something, but I don't know what it is," and went on to say, "I agree with you." And at this point, Detective Garda Moran explained that he wasn't looking for the accused to agree with him, but just to tell the truth. And he was informed he was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, and when the interpreter asked him if he understood the charge, he said, "Yes, it has to do with killing people," after which the Garda clarified it was for attempting to kill people. And the accused was then asked what he remembers from the day of the alleged incident on the 23rd of November 2023, and he said, "I know I did something and they refused my disability allowance." He went on to say, "When I got the envelope, I stayed alone. I found myself with a knife and I found myself alone. I told myself, what did I do? What did I do?" And when asked, "What did you do?" the accused replied, "I don't know. You are police officers and you know. I did not want to kill." At this point, he said he forgets everything and it's like zero. And the interview was ended with Gardaí saying it was to allow Mr. Bushekhar time to rest and drink something. And the jury heard a further interview was carried out later that day on the 20th of December. And it's expected that that interview will be played to them today.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Keegan, our reporter there, reporting on that trial at the Central Criminal Court. And if you want more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court, don't forget you can listen to Frank Graney's podcast, All Rise, the Riyad Bushekhar Trial, which is released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.